الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. ليس بأمانيكم ولا أماني أهل الكتاب من يعمل سوءا يجز به ولا يجد له من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the different types of dhulam, what dhulam will be forgiven, what will not be forgiven, what can be forgiven, what can't be forgiven, etc. And then we spoke about shaitan promising the mushrikeen, the kuffar, and how he entices them. And shaitan promises them, and his promise is nothing but delusion. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Allah's promise. What Allah promises the mu'mineen, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who have brought iman and done righteous deeds, Allah says, soon we shall admit them into gardens, into jannat, at the bottom of which rivers flow, and they shall remain therein forever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see, my promise, wa'ada Allahi haqqa. That Allah's promise is true, Allah's promise is real, Allah is going to carry out His promise. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, who can be more truthful in speech and in word than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whereas shaitan's promise, Allah calls it ghurur, it's nothing but deception, and it's a delusion. Shaitan is deceiving us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, great virtue does not come by your fancies, your desires, nor by the desires of Ahli Kitab. So Ya Allah is talking about the mu'mineen and Ahli Kitab. The background or the cause of revelation for this particular verse was that the mu'mineen and Ahli Kitab, one day, they were both discussing something, and they went into an argument. Ahl al-Kitab was saying that our prophets came before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our kutub also came before the Quran, so we are superior to you, O Muslims. And then the mu'mineen responded like this by saying that our Quran is the final kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated by the means of this Quran many of the ahkam that came before in the previous divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, our prophet is the greatest prophet, the most superior to all people, so to all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came prior to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse. Yes, your statement is correct that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest prophet, and this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the last and akhir kalam, the final kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember that self-glorification And fighting over this is not, it doesn't happen or it doesn't occur on the basis of your fancies and desires. Rather, we got to look at the amal that you perform and you do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next part of this verse, Allah says, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجِزَ بِهِ, that Allah is going to look at your amal and judge you according to your amal. That whoever does evil, of course he'll be rewarded and he will be requited for that evil that he does. وَلَا يَجِدَ لَهُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will not find for himself any helper. Nobody can come and help him to ward off the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing evil. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever does good, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, be he male or female, he does good. One more condition is, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِن, provided he is a mu'min, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, then only such people shall enter Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ نَقِيرًا, they won't be oppressed even as much as a naqir, which refers to a speck that is found on the date put or the date seed. So not even that much will they be oppressed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them their reward in full. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and give us Jannatul Firdaus without hisab kitab. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.